Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else.
Still here.
Jesus wrote me in. I'm still here. I had to cry sometimes. I can't hear you. Come on, say it. I had to go to the doctor. He said I wasn't gonna make it. Does anybody here know God brought you? I can't hear you. Does anybody here know God brought you? Yeah. Oh.
Hello. How you doing? All right. Are we here for
great.
Another radio program? Huh?
Doing great.
We're here for another radio program. As a matter of fact, we are here for an exciting radio program. I am your host. My name is Dr. Jeremiah Hare. And I'm going to preach for you this segment. Notice that the song was saying that we are still here. We have gone through the storm, and we are still here. I like to say that I think that we have gone through enough storms, and we need to stop going through storms and sort of end these storms. God didn't create us to live a life of going through the storm. As a matter of fact, when it comes down to getting in a storm or being caught in a storm, God has given us wings of eagles. And it's very possible that we got to realize what wings of eagles look like. You know, eagle has the ability to fly high up in the sky. As a matter of fact, he has the ability to fly over the clouds. And that's very good. Because I'm going to tell you something. When the eagle is flying high and find himself getting caught in the storm, and he is so high up, that it would take him a long time to get down. So what the eagle does is that he just locks up his wings, and he starts flying higher and higher and higher, and he flies higher and above the clouds. And when he is above the clouds, then he finds himself not in the storm, but looking down at the storm. He is out of the storm. And what happens is that he will ride that storm or ride above that storm until the storm is over. And that's what we must learn how to do, to ride over a storm. Don't be going through the storm all the time, because we're not equipped to go through the storm all the time. But we are equipped to rise over the storm and be blessed. We got to ride over the storm until the storm is over, okay? And then get our blessing when the storm clears, and then we can come back down and deal with life or how it is, okay? Is that enough? Is that enough, producer?
Yeah, that's enough. Is this your show?
Okay. In this program segment, that's what we are bringing. We're not bringing in the message to teach you how to cope and deal with the storm. We'll be teaching you how to rise all over the storm. We had enough of us going through the storm of being caught up in the storm. We have had many storms in our lives. Now it's time for us to learn how to ride and fly above the storm like an eagle. If God has equipped us that, then God first created us. God blessed us, and He blessed us in a way where He had given us dominion over the earth. Not only do we have dominion over the earth, but we have rulership over, and some people are not going to like this, but we have rulership over Satan. Satan has no power in this earth. All right? The only thing that he can do is try to trick us and to make us succumb to his will. But other than that, he has no power, especially when the fact that we don't know scriptures. So our purpose on this earth is to rule earth in partnership with God, as God has commanded us to do. And the reason why we're having so much problems with that is that we forgot our Creator. And not only have we forgot our Creator, we forgot what our Creator has done with us. And because we forgot that, we forgot that our Creator created us as gods. And because we've forgotten this, we shall die like men. So we're going to make it a point to start establishing and being that which our Creator has created us to be. Our Creator has put us over our children, so we give our children to Him first. And when we give our children to Him, we're not making a sacrifice to our children. We're giving God's ways to our children, so our children can become master of them. So our children would know God as their God and as their friend and as a savior. And they will live accordingly to as God has willed us to live. So that means that, you know, it's not godly to have children and then say that, well, I'm going to wait till the child gets a certain age, and then I'll let the child decide how he's going to run his life. What you're really saying is that you're giving a child time to decide whether he's going to follow God or not. And you don't understand that God gave you this child, and He gave you this child, and He wanted you to be like a stewardess over this child and raise this child the way God says or the way God sees fit for this child to be and for this child to grow up and be an adult. You can't, when you're raising a child, you can't wait till the child decides on which way he wants to go. You have to be there to, as the scriptures say, carefully teach him. To teach him to love God with all his heart, and all his might, and all his strength. And when you teach him that, he will go in that direction. He will not forget that direction when he goes old. So one of the things that we're going to do is that in order to do this year, we got to be a role model. We got to become a good role model for our children. When our children see us, we are to be God on earth for them. In other words, that we are to see coming from us everything that God would be like. It's going to take on a while on earth before they see God. So before they see God, they'll see God in us. We are the example. We are the role model of God. We are the role model for them to emulate. And, you know, that's what's been happening lately. We haven't been raising our children. You might as well be honest about it. I'm not saying that that you have an unruly house, but you think about it. We are working one or two jobs, and we hardly home raising our children the way we was before. We had to work one or two jobs. So who's raising our children? And if you take a close look at your home, most of us will find that we have a TV in just about every room of the house. And that's who's raising our children, the TV. And on the TV has nothing but sex, crime, drugs, and it's just polluted with things that are not of God. And our children is being entertained by them. I want to break down that word. Our children are entertained. The TV is entertaining. The TV is going into the minds of our children, and they are molding and fashioning our children to behave in a way that the children see what's going on TV. And we try to wonder or figure out where our children is picking us up from. Sometimes our children could say certain words that we never heard before. Where did they get it from? And we don't understand that box that we have in our TV, that box that we have in our home is an enemy to the family, to the whole family. It's no surprise why we call it an idiot box. Because that's what it does. It raises idiots, or it raises children to become idiot adults. It's an idiot box. Now, when you go into just about every home has a TV in it. But I can guarantee you, if you go into some productive homes where the children are growing up to be productive, I guarantee you that there are rules and regulations on this TV. And before I go any further, just to say that you got the TV now, and you got the computer. And unless parents put restrictions around the time that the children are being entertained by these TVs and giving guidance to what other kind of programs they're looking at on these TVs, they're going to have a problem. Okay? What I want you to do is take in what I said today and go and look at your house. Go and look at your TV. Go and look at the TVs that's in your home. See how much you are monitoring those TVs and allowing your children to watch anything. Sometimes children stay in their room and watch TV at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and they got to go to school the next day. You don't know. You don't realize it because you sleep yourself. But I'm telling you, that's the main thing that we have to get in control of our house is that box that we call TV and that thing that we call computer and definitely that thing that we call cable. Observe it this week and we'll talk about it next week when I come on. Thank you very much. Amen. Okay, we're ending the program now.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it up on your phone? Or did you just see you being the host?
Nope.
Okay, then. You got a good feel of
only
it
thing
now?
Only thing I just see is just the telephone numbers in there that I dialed.
Okay. You got a good feel of how to call in as the host.
Yeah, I got a good feeling. I just don't know. I just don't have control. You know, I don't have control of you stopping, you coming in, and stuff like that there.
Yeah.
I'm still depending on you to do that.
Well, when you get the internet, you'll be able to do that.
Okay.
You get to the internet,
I don't.
Yeah, I'll show you how to get into the station. Okay, then. We'll say good night.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this service for the night. I'm looking forward to doing it again.
I just made it up, huh?
You didn't make it up. God gave it to you.
He just gave it to me at a spirit moment.
That's mm-hmm. it. That's yeah.
Yep.
Okay, everybody. We'll see you next
okay.
time. Same time. Okay.
Okay now. Okay, take care now.